The House has approved the president's $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package along a straight party-line vote, sending it to the Senate. It was a thin margin.
The yeas are 219, the nays are 210.
On a bill that Speaker Nancy Pelosi says will throttle forward the nation's effort to combat COVID-19.
Vaccinations in the arms of the American people, money into the pockets, children into the schools, workers back into their jobs.
But Republicans like Pennsylvania's Guy Reschenthaler say only a fraction of the spending is devoted to the pandemic.
So what are the Democrats spending the rest of the money on? Corrupt pet projects, of course, and also payoffs to progressive liberal special interest groups.
The House bill kept in a minimum wage hike proposal, even though Senate rules say it has to be removed. Party leaders insist they will find a way to revive the $15 an hour proposal. Jackie Quinn, Washington.